The FAA estimates that more than 30,000 drones will be approved for use in the U.S. in the next 20 years. Congressman Peter Welch says the vast majority of those unmanned aerial vehicles are expected to be used primarily by the private sector. Vermont's at-large congressman will introduce legislation next week that would require those using UAVs to keep a public database of any collected information that could affect privacy rights. Welch said he is not trying to discourage appropriate use of the technology, but added there is an alarming capability for the aerial surveillance vehicles to intrude on privacy rights.
What my legislation would do was establish privacy rights for Vermont and American citizens when drones are being used. The FAA, which issues the licenses, would require that any applicant provide standards by which they would be acknowledging privacy rights of individuals who might be observed with the use of drones.
ACLU Vermont Executive Director Alan Gilbert said the legislation is a great bill that recognizes that new technologies can present new problems in protecting privacy rights.
We have a number of tools that 10 years ago did not exist. I think we've all realized that these tools have an incredible amount of power to be used as surveillance tools, and if misused, to create a surveillance society. We don't want those tools to be used against Vermonters, but to be used to help Vermonters solve some problems that might not otherwise be solved without, for example, the use of a drone.
Welch said the Fourth Amendment must still apply during law enforcement use of drones. His legislation does call for law enforcement agencies to obtain warrants for drone use, except in special circumstances, such as search and rescue operations.
The goal here is to make certain that as we have this new technology that has the capacity to do good, that it does not compromise the privacy rights that Vermonters and American citizens have. And what we face with the explosion of technology in this world is the challenge of modernizing laws and regulations to make certain that our constitutional right of privacy continues to be respected and not disregarded with the use of drone technology.
While Welch said he was unaware of any current drone use in Vermont, Alan Gilbert pointed to a recent article in the Barry Montpelier Times Argus profiling a photography business to illustrate that commercial drones are being used in the state.
It's a photograph of two guys who are operating what's called a quadcopter. It's a form of a drone. And they've started a new business that specializes in high-quality aerial photography. This is how drones will come in. That's just the beginning. We really need regulation. It's pretty essential.
Welch said he has bipartisan support for his legislation. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.